Hillsborough County Commissioner Kevin Beckner has said the juvenile arrest avoidance program would allow children to complete community service and receive a civil citation instead of an arrest for first-time offenders. Only two citizens from Ruskin attended the meeting. Sharon Barton, a youth pastor at the Center for Restoration Church, said she thought the program would help students.
I think it would help them in the way that they would be able to continue their education, they would be able to get better jobs, they'll be able to get in colleges, because, you know, if you have a record with colleges, they're looking at that now too, so they wouldn't be able to enter into some of the colleges due to having something on their record. So I think that would benefit them in that way.
Robert Blount, one of the presenters from A. Brown Ministries, said he thought the program was progressing as planned.
Well, it seems like it's being very well perceived. We haven't heard of any issues in the community. I think it's great that it's expanded beyond the schools, because now many of the pilots that were either geographical pilots or the school pilots, now there's continuity and consistency throughout the county. So, you know, whether you commit one of these non-offenses in school or out of school, you get the same treatment. Whether you commit it in this district or that district, you know, you have the same opportunity.
Blount said a child was arrested even though he was eligible for a civil citation, but he didn't give specifics when asked about it later.
My understanding of that situation is that the child refused to the program. I mean, we can't force the civil citation on any family or child.
Currently, the program is limited to children who commit no more than 8 misdemeanors before they are arrested. Cordell Batchelor, a public defender, said she does not think the program will grow to include felony charges such as burglary.
I don't think that is anywhere in the near future to get a civil citation for one of those. But we do have a diversion program for second-degree felonies, where a child gets to get a second chance, but the child will enter a program and be assessed, get an assessment so that we can see whether there's any other mental health issues going on or any other issues.
Hillsborough County Commissioner Kevin Beckner said the Juvenile Justice Task Force hasn't encountered any difficulties in the program.
No, we've actually, over the last 18 months, we've worked well together. The program launched this past June, and so all the community partners, everybody have worked well together to get this program going. And so, you know, now we're getting to the point we're going to start analyzing, taking a look at some of the results that have happened so far.
He said he hopes more children can be helped.
We hope to help a lot more kids that, again, they've made a mistake or they've had misjudgment, and give them an opportunity to complete their education, go into the military, or get a good paying job. So really, our focus is helping put those kids on the right path to become more successful, productive citizens in our community.
Beckner said that anyone interested in having a private meeting about the Juvenile Arrest Avoidance Program can contact his office at 813-272-5730. Reporting from Ruskin, for WMNF News, I'm Atisha Robinson.